What's that drop right there? Is this table rotted? No, should be fine. Hi, baby. I know, right? Can you believe it? An honest to God working camcorder. Working batteries, too. A little corroded, but working all the same. It's so retro or vintage, I guess you'd say. It reminds me of when I'd leave you those little voice messages you liked so much when you were working or sleeping. The ones you said you'd love to listen to like a podcast. I never really understood how they were different than a voicemail, but you know there's nothing I wouldn't do to make you happy. Those are the days before... before the Fire Nation attacked. Before the dead stopped staying dead. It's insane now, something we used to take for granted, like running water, electricity, cell phones, that I'd used to send dumb voice messages about the new Frosty at Wendy's. I think that's why I'm here doing this. Besides the fact that we decided tonight we'd stay up in shifts. You're behind this door I'm leaning against, sleeping like a log, and I'm going to leave you one last message to wake up to. One where I say the things that matter. A message I'm not sure you'll even get. The playback on this thing is busted. Even if the camcorder doesn't die on me, you won't be able to watch the tape back on it. I'll probably end up lugging it around in my pack. And you and I both know every ounce feels like another pound, just like the hikers used to say. There's not really any point, but... I want you to have this while I still have the time and opportunity to say it, before I'm gone. And I will be gone, my love. At some point, probably soon, probably to the zombies. I won't get to be by your side anymore. And I just hope you'll have this record of me to keep you company. Maybe I should have thought out what I wanted to say, but I'm afraid if I stop the recording, it won't start again, so rapid fire, let's go. Don't drink too much of that instant coffee shit when I'm gone. I don't ration you for my health, I do it for yours. If I let you have your way, those would kill you before the zombies could get a fighting chance. Oh, if you forget your winter coat somewhere again, I'll haunt you, I swear. You're on number 4. And even though we always find you a replacement, you always leave something in the pockets you miss. At least when I'm dead, I can stop hearing about Wilson the Rock and how I heartlessly abandoned him in Albuquerque. That wasn't my fault, you brat, and you know it. I know it's too much to ask you not to pet every cat and dog we see. I just beg you to be careful. I don't know how we've gone this long without needing a rabies vaccine, but we haven't come across one yet, so please don't push your luck. You'll move on from me eventually, and don't you say shit, because I know you will, and I want you to. But please, when you do, if you ever truly loved me, don't move on with that bitch Danielle from California. I can't stand her. Who struts around during the end times? The zombie apocalypse with a full beat. She's such a goddamn show off. Obviously, that's a joke. You move on with whoever you want, whoever loves you, whoever makes you happy and protects you, or whoever you love, I suppose, because who couldn't help but love you? I love you. God, I fucking love you. And though this isn't how I expected our life together to go, there's no one else I would rather have lived it with. For richer or poorer, in sickness and health, for better or worse. That's what we said. The date on the camcorder says it's our 5th anniversary. Can you believe it? I debated telling you, but... I don't know. I couldn't bear not giving you a gift to celebrate. Couldn't handle the thought that this might be our last. But it was a good one. You befriended a chicken, which was strange, but really cute. We got that rain, which was good for our water supply. We found those Twinkies that put a smile on your face and were weirdly good. And I spent it with you. Any day, even these awful, bloody days, are worthwhile and perfect if I spend them with you. I guess I just wanted you to know that, to have a record of that for when I'm gone. I love you, and I'll always love you. There's a till death do us part joke in here somewhere, but we know death doesn't mean very much anymore, so no jokes. Happy anniversary, sweetheart. Baby, are you awake? I could have sworn I heard you up and about. If you're rotting under the blanket scrolling through TikTok, I'll... Oh, jeez. Are you watching this old thing again? No wonder you're taking forever, even digging out the VCR. It's not cute. It's... Oh, God, look how dirty I was. I know we were all dirty, but I was a proper pigsty. I'm lucky my stench didn't do you in. Is this really what we're doing? Are we going to watch this every year? Is this an anniversary thing along with pancakes and presents? Of course there's presents, you goof. It's our 10th anniversary. What makes you think I wouldn't get you presents? If you want to find out, you better get downstairs. A hint. This one, for sure, doesn't have rabies. Don't run! You didn't survive the zombie apocalypse just to slip on the stairs in your socks. What did I say?